So please switch this now. I wanted to record this show now for some weeks, but I never came across the time to doing it for several reasons. It was Christmas and the New Year, and I didn't want to ruin it for everybody. I keep that for Mr. Big Fatty. He's good at that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Mr. Big Fatty ruined it for everybody. He's good at that.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4611. BFO for Monday the 13th of October, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A show. Y'all, we'll tell you all about the weekend, and who knows what else Big Fatty will provide. Spookies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, from the countdown clock, you hear it. Y'all, it's only 20 days. 20 days until we switch to standard time, which, of course, will spook some of you out. But many others have reached out to Big Fatty and said, oh, I love the standard time. And, y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. But, y'all, you're spookies today because Big Fatty did something over the weekend that was kind of spooky. And I'm going to tell you all about it when I tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, today, the 13th of October, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, one I've met face-to-face, and the other one is a crazy Mexican. Yes, Big Fatty. And a former number one fan of the BFO, 20 and 14. Y'all, first of all, the one I've met face-to-face, y'all, she's my youngest, no, she's my oldest daughter. From back in the day, she used to do the Wimby's little show with Larry Klein was on that. It's We're Mean Because You're Stupid. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, she's up there in the Minneapolis, and y'all, I met her at one of her favorite coffee shops many, many years ago. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Fairy Princess Holly. Big Fatty, we love Fairy Princess Holly. We do. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, absolutely the crazy Mexican. He is over there in the Budapest, Bulgaria. And y'all, he and his other half, that would be Mr. Zed, are over there. Y'all, they used to be on the social medias a lot, but I think with the way things are in that country, it's probably best not to be outspoken or be seen as a crazy Mexican. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all. used to take pictures of, yes, Big Fatty, a lot of cake. It's true. And y'all, one thing that stands out for this person, y'all, the very first year we had Pride 48 out in Las Vegas, y'all, he paid for and had sent to the event a banner that said Pride 48. And y'all, it's just the kind of generous and kind person that he is. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Hat M. Big Fatty, we love it, Miss Hat M. We do indeed, Miss Hat M. So, y'all, if you see Fairy Princess Holly or Hat M or Mr. Zed or anyone, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and cake. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you is when I recorded the Fall Right little show on Thursday. Y'all, Thursday evening, I don't remember what I watched on the TV machine, but y'all, it has been raining. It has been raining here in Charleston all weekend long. Some would even say it's been a soaking rain, because y'all, it hadn't been raining hard, but it has been constant. And y'all, I think it started raining sometime on Fall Right. And it may have even started Thursday night. I don't really remember. But y'all, it has been raining constantly. Now, some of it has been heavy, but it's not been thunderstorms or anything. It's mainly, it's just passing showers. But y'all, it's consistent. And y'all, we have picked up, I checked the weather gauge that a very generous person sent to me. and we won't mention any names, Moose Pete. Y'all, we have gotten about 3.5 inches of rain as of Sunday afternoon as I record this. And y'all, it's supposed to go on. Let me just look at the weather app here. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. It's like listening to what are those called? Progressive commercial. It says it's raining through the night until about 5 a.m. in the morning on Monday. And y'all, at the moment, we're out of the cone of wetness. Yes, the cone of wetness. But anyway, y'all, I got up on Friday morning, and y'all, I had my breakfast, read the paper, all the normal things, and then I was off. I was off to get my hairs cut, y'all. I wanted to get my hairs cut before the big trip out to Las Vegas, because you know that's coming up later. Well, it's coming up tomorrow. I head on out, but we'll have more on that later. But y'all, I got my hairs cut. My favorite barber was there, and from there, I went to the Lowell's. I had ordered some drip pans for my new charcoal. Well, it's not charcoal. My new gas grill. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you put the gas in gas grills. It's true. And y'all, I ordered the wrong size, so I had to take it back and get a refund, and I ordered the right one on the www, and it was delivered Sunday afternoon. While we were recording the LFC, but y'all, from there, I went by the bank. I needed to get some cash money from the ATM machine, so I did that, and y'all, then I went by the Goodwill. I had gone through. This may have been on Thursday I did this. Y'all, I went through and I pulled out about 8 shirts that it's just time to let somebody else use them. And y'all, so I dropped them off, and y'all, then I went, the Goodwill has a, they call it the clearance center. And y'all, it's all these big rolling tables that look like a John boat, fishing boat. It's about that size, but it's on wheels and all. And y'all, they just, it's stuff that hasn't sold that they just throw it in these different things. And y'all, there must have been 30 of these tables in there. Y'all, place was jam-packed with people. And, you know, there's some organization, but not a lot. And y'all, what I was specifically looking for was a king-size sheet, because I had a little project that I wanted to do, and y'all, I couldn't find one. And y'all, then I went to the very back of the store, and y'all, there was this large white item in there, and y'all, I pulled it out, and y'all, it was a 128 or 120 inch round white tablecloth. Now it had some spotting on it, just light, but it had ruined the tablecloth. But y'all, it was perfect for what I needed. So I picked that up and went up to the counter to pay for it. Y'all, you pay by the pound, and Big Fatty just went wild. Y'all, it was $3.35 for this. And y'all, from there, I came home and I put the tablecloth in the washing machine, and with a big old load of bleach, and washed it up and dried it. And y'all, it was perfect. It was perfect. Didn't get all those stains out or anything. But anyway, it was going to serve the purpose I had hoped. Well, I hoped it was going to serve the purpose. And y'all, then I was busy. That was what I did on Thursday also. Y'all, I made the Italian Mussolini spaghetti sauce. And so it was, it sat in the Frigidaire Thursday night. And I took it out for right morning, y'all, getting ready for right at Fatty's. And y'all, Granny and Durwood and the Nip, y'all, we were all here, y'all, Friday at Fatty's. Y'all had a charcuterie board for the appetizers, and y'all, then I put them to work. I said, please follow Big Fatty to the storage area and help me get the crema tree out. And they were like, Big Fatty, why are you getting the crema tree out in the early part of October? I said, just don't ask questions. And so, y'all, we got the Stow and Grow crema tree into the living room here at the villa. And y'all, then it was time to have supper. We had an Italian solid, and with that we had no cob noodles that they're made like of mushrooms or something like that. They're kind of clear. And then I had regular spaghetti for Granny and the Nip. And the spaghetti sauce, I made it with ground turkey and a pound of Italian mild ground sausage and some Italian sausage links that I cut into about five pieces in each one, and cooked it all together in a can of crushed tomatoes and some garlic and onions. And y'all, it was delicious. It really was good. And we had some mixed vegetables with that. And y'all, then for dessert, we had what did we have? We had New York style cheesecake with macerated strawberries. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. Everybody left. Y'all slept like a baby, because y'all, with the rain, y'all, I have turned off the air conditioning for the season. Now, that may change, but as of right now, the AC is off until next spring. And so, y'all, I'm thrilled to death about that. I opened the windows in the chamber, and had the cool air come in. Y'all, it went down to like 59 degrees, I think. So it was very good sleeping weather. Plus, I'd had the haircut, so, you know, it was lovely. But anyway, got up Saturday morning and had my normal routine. Now, of course, it was raining, so I had to do my nipple walking all weekend long inside the villa. But I got it done, and Saturday, I turned on the ESPN and watched their pre-show and all that kind of stuff. I think they call it the Game Day Show. And, y'all, while that was going around, I have to rearrange to put up the Crema tree. So I did all that. And y'all, then I set up the Crema tree. And y'all, I put that tablecloth right over it so that, now I did not raise it up to the 9 foot size. It's still at its regular, it's probably about 6, maybe 7 feet. No, it's probably 6 feet. And put that sheet over it. And y'all, then I went on the inner tubes and found a face, a ghost face kind of template thing. And so I printed that out and cut out the eyes and the mouth for the ghost. And y'all, today's show art is the ghost. Yes, Big Freddy, how about Mrs. Muir? No, she was not here. But y'all, Saturday, I watched the sports ball and... Just did my nipple walking, caught up on some things on the TV machine, and y'all then on Sunday, y'all again slept like a baby on Saturday night. Sunday morning, got up, read the paper, had an English muffin for my brofkus, and then I... Y'all have been doing all kinds of little projects around the villa here, and y'all, still raining. And y'all, on Sunday afternoon, I watched the final two-part finale of last season's Matlock. Y'all, it's a good show if you're not watching it, because Sunday evening is the premiere of the new season. So I wanted to kind of get a refresher as to how it ended. And y'all, I'm glad I did, and I'm looking forward to seeing that Sunday night. And y'all, let's see. And here I am recording the little show. Y'all, I had some Kohl's cash and coupons, had some real good coupons. so I did a little shopping at the Kohl's. And then, y'all, like I say, recorded the LFC with old Vader. And let's see, is that it? Big Fatty, I don't know, is it? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, and I forgot to say that the ghost, y'all, I turn on the white lights on the Crema tree and it looks spooky. You'll see. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, something different happening later on this week, but I'll tell you all about it on Tamari's little show. But, you know, it's got to change it up. Yes, Big Fatty, please, anything, change it up. You know, it's just the same old. Well, anyway, y'all, there it is. So, y'all, looking forward to, y'all, I'm going to have to pack. Going to have to pack. I guess I can pack on two. I say Tuesday morning. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Hat M. You know, he, was the host of that Angry Panties show, and Hat M, what do you remember about Big Fatty?
Mr. Big Fatty ruining it for everybody. He's good at that.
Oh, yes, he's still good at ruinating everything for everybody. Please.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.